Are you putting your money into an IRA, pension, or 401k? Then I hope you're prepared to lose 30, 40, 50% or more of your retirement savings. Because it's not a question of if the market crashes again. It's a question of when. It's going to happen. Did you know there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth safely and predictably every single year? The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008,
and they won't lose a penny in the next crash.
In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
The Movie Man 6-Second Review starts now.
The Birth of a Nation isn't a great movie, but it's a good one that's told with fiery conviction and passion. I'm in!
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
When you're celebrating 50 years of America's music, everybody shows up.
Let's do it. Come on.
The 50th CMA Awards on ABC with performances by Keith Urban, Miranda Lambert, Luke Bryan, plus an epic duet with Garth Brooks and Trisha Yearwood, a show-stopping tribute to Dolly Parton. And be there for the first 8 minutes when we make country music history.
Are you guys ready?
Brad Paisley and Carrie Underwood host the CMA Awards live Wednesday, 8, 7 Central on ABC.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy, and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
Hey, everybody, this is Billy Dean, and you're listening to Animal Radio.
This is an Animal Radio news update brought to you by Fear Free. Fear Free takes the pet out of petrified and puts the treat into treatment. To learn more and find a certified Fear Free veterinary professional near you, visit fearfreepets.com.
I'm Lori Brooks. You know, it doesn't matter how happy you are to get away from your hometown. Virtually every college student gets homesick, and that has been associated with a higher college attrition rate in the first year for college students there. Now, loneliness and isolation are among the top two contributors to dropping out of college. So as a result, universities pour tons and tons of money into trying to figure out how to ease the transition for their students. And a new study brings some great news on that front. According to researchers at the University of British Columbia, pet therapy, of course, can significantly reduce homesickness in students who are away from home. In that study, which was published, researchers gave 44 homesick UBC students a survey measuring their sense of belonging on campus, life satisfaction, and so on, and their homesickness too. Now, these students were then divided into two groups, and one group received, how fun is this, 8 weeks of dog therapy, and that started immediately. The other was told that their sessions with real dogs, as dog therapy would begin after the first group had finished their round with it. Now, at the end of those 8 weeks, both groups then took a satisfaction survey again. But not surprisingly, the students who got the dog therapy with the real live dogs reported more real life satisfaction and far less homesickness. And the group who didn't get to do the dog therapy at all actually had an increase in homesickness. Oh. The bottom line, pets can fix almost anything. Or everything, even if you have to give them back at the end of the day.
Yeah, Dr. Debbie, you were pretty homesick at college, weren't you? You're always talking about that.
Yeah, I was actually pet sick because I had a childhood dog that I had to leave when I went away to college. And in pre-vet, I snuck a lizard into my dorm. And that I had to have a pet. I was just miserable. You know, you can't have an animal lover like a vet student and, you know, not allow them to have a pet. So that was my my sneaky pet.
You never got caught on that, huh?
Well, I did, actually, yes. My resident advisor came into my dorm room, and I hid this usually in my closet when I was expecting someone to come around, but it was out of my desk, and she looked, and this was a fence lizard, and they hide under the gravel usually. So she came in and didn't see anything but crickets jumping around in the cage, and she said, "You can't have pets." And I said, "Well, I know, I'm just kind of lonely." So she thought I had the crickets as pets.
Oh.
She never saw the lizard, so she said, "You got to get rid of the crickets." She must have thought I was a kook.
You see, most girls were sneaking guys into their dorm rooms, but you were sneaking lizards in.
And crickets.
I love it.
Well, Grumpy the Cat, the internet's most famous scowling feline, not only unveiled a waxwork of herself recently at Madame Tussauds Wax Museum in Washington, D.C. She really, is she the cutest thing or what? But she also joined the cast of the Broadway musical Cats to help them close out the show on Broadway in New York, big time. She was cheered on by the cast on stage and the audience as well as she received a placard commemorating her Broadway debut, but still did not crack a smile.
I wanted to mention that I don't know why she's so grumpy. First of all, I didn't even know it was a she until you just mentioned it. But I do know that she has tens of millions of dollars from the franchise for Grumpy Cat. And I can't figure out I couldn't be grumpy anymore.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I think that scowling came. It has something to do with her dwarfism.
Oh, really?
And I'm not sure how it's related, but that's what I've read.
What is it, Dr. Debbie?
Well, just the way that her facial bones have grown, that it's part of her condition. Yeah.
So she's actually stuck looking grumpy,
yeah,
is what you're saying.
She can't smile.
Can't smile. Oh. Okay, now I understand.
Instagram users have been watching an energetic golden retriever named Harlow grow into a service dog over the past year and a half. And each day, Harlow is so smart, she becomes more skilled, and her Instagram page grows as well in popularity with more than 70,000 followers right now. Harlow's owner is 20-year-old Jackie Blake, and they live in Florida. Jackie, though, has an autonomic nervous system disorder that frequently causes her to faint, and she gets very dizzy and then passes out. So Harlow is now in training to be her medical alert and mobility service dog. She notifies Jackie when she senses something bad might happen, such as if Jackie is about to pass out. Jackie, the owner, says without Harlow, she would be very limited in what she can do, that even leaving the house by herself would be out of the question, let alone continuing to pursue a college education for her dream career of becoming an occupational therapist. Harlow is a huge human helper in all of this. She knows how to get her own leash, retrieve house keys, and pick up virtually anything that Jackie drops. Harlow can put away laundry. She closes the dishwasher, turns on and off lights at the switch, and picks up groceries from the bottom shelf at the store because Jackie can't bend over to pick them up. Now, when Jackie says, "Water bottle, I'm thirsty," Harlow picks up her cue, goes to the kitchen, opens the refrigerator, grabs a bottle of water from it, delivers the water bottle to Jackie, usually in the living room in her chair, and then returns to shut the refrigerator door.
Can we train Ladybug to do that? That would be good.
But she can't reach.
She can't reach the refrigerator.
And even if you
put a step stool.
Yeah, but you have a step stool, then you can't open it because the stool's in the way. So she'd have a difficult time. Sorry, Hal.
Okay.
Oh, well. I guess, but I think you would be training her maybe for beer, Hal?
Yeah, probably. Well, I wasn't going to say that. Yeah.
I'd say get her a mini. We could do a mini fridge.
Like get a little mini bar type of thing?
Yeah.
I'm Lori Brooks. Get more breaking animal news anytime at animalradio.com.
This has been an Animal Radio News Update brought to you by Fear Free. The veterinarian isn't typically thought of as your pet's favorite place to go. With Fear Free, that all changes. To learn more and find a certified Fear Free veterinary professional near you, visit fearfreepets.com.
Hi friends, this is Dr. Marty Becker, America's veterinarian. As you know, going to the vet can be a traumatic experience for your pet, but it doesn't have to be that way. In fact, vet visits can be something your pet looks forward to. Introducing Fear Free. When your veterinarian is fear-free certified, you will be assured your pet's vet visit is more free of fear, anxiety, and stress than ever before. Fear-free takes the pet out of petrified, and it puts the treat into treatment. To find a certified fear-free veterinarian near you, go to fearfreepets.com.
Hello, everyone. It's Robert Simrow, your Pet World Insider, here with this week's Animal Radio List, 7 Halloween Treats to Keep Your Pet Safe. So Halloween comes around every year, and every year you hear the warning about pet safety on this night. Don't people learn, you think? Well, I and other pet experts will tell you yes and no. So for those of you who need a gentle reminder and others who need a firm talking to, here's my list of things to consider for Halloween pet safety. To begin with, while Halloween is about dressing up and candy for humans, it's the exact opposite for our pets. It's an uncomfortable horror show when the humans they observe and love turned into costumed goofballs who certainly need a week or 12 of human behavior classes. Also, if you're going to dress up your pets, here's a few tips and ideas. Never force a pet to wear a costume or an outfit. For many pets, it's the equivalent of a human being being forced to wear a wetsuit. It's uncomfortable, makes them overheat, and the embarrassment in this age of the internet may never fade. However, if your pet will tolerate an outfit, give them time to adjust to it. Put it on for short periods of time and let them adjust to wearing it and reinforce that it's not a permanent thing. Additionally, consider alternatives to full outfits. There are pet paints, pet nail polish, and pet bling that are much less irritating and just as fun. The key to all of this is pet safety and making sure that anything you're putting on or near your pet is safe for them. Next up is the trick-or-treaters. If your neighbors only dressed up as postal workers and delivery drivers, that would be upsetting enough for most pets. Add to that ghouls, goblins, witches, devils, superheroes, and much more, and you can see the confusion that your pets have. Your dog in particular instinctually wants to protect its family. Consider giving your protector the night off by putting them in a bedroom with the TV on or music playing. Also, the doorbell is like a starter's pistol to your pups. Well, after the 15th doorbell or so, your dog figures everyone is out to get you. Don't allow your pet access to the doorway area. Consider having a please knock sign or even greeting the trick-or-treaters outside. Next up is candy and foods associated with Halloween. Please keep your pets away from all candy as it can be severely dangerous for your pets. The same goes for lit pumpkins. If they get too close, they can knock it over or even burn themselves. And a glow stick looks like a tempting new toy, which if bitten or ingested, can have extremely serious consequences. Finally, please make sure your pets' IDs are up to date and can be read easily. Halloween's a lot of fun for the family, just not our pets. Keeping them and your visitors safe is not a trick or treat, it's a responsibility. Share your Halloween tips on our Animal Radio Facebook page.
Dogs or cats, horse or emu, animals are people too.
Ever wonder why you see black cats at Halloween? Well, it seems that people have had strange thoughts about black cats for a long time. In Scotland, a black cat at your door means upcoming prosperity, while in Ireland, if a black cat crosses your path at midnight, you'll get sick and die. Some people believe that if you stroke a black cat's tail 3 times, your bad luck will turn to good luck, and others believe if you pet a black cat's tail, it'll cure a sty in your eye. A long time ago, some people believed that black cats had special powers and were witches in disguise. That's why you see witches and black cats at Halloween. Most people today just think black cats are like any other kind of cat, and that's why we love them. I'm Britt Savage for Animal Radio.
Animals are people too. Animal Radio.
Hi, this is Creston. Of course, you know me as the amazing Creston. And you're listening to me on Animal Radio. Don't forget to spay and neuter those loved ones which we've bonded with, our pets.
Alan Keeble with today's amazingly sweet love story watch. it goes.
Owen's getting a little kiss from his dog. He's 7 years old. This is a story of how one little boy and a dog changed each other's lives. Owen has an illness that causes his muscles to constantly be tense, so it's very difficult for him to move around and do simple things. It's made him very shy and withdrawn. Well, some folks were searching for someone to adopt a dog named Hachi. He's a big Italian shepherd that only has 3 legs.
Hachi got hit by a train, and then he came to us.
Owen says it was a magical meeting.
First I met him, put his head on my lap, and that's what happened.
Owen's family says he's a different kid with Hachi there. Much more outgoing.
I'm really happy. Everything changed my life.
This is
Animal Radio, baby.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack, when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And because Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular set, complete with a razor, one of their world-famous blades, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free if you cover shipping. A total value of $20 at no cost to you, with code 1128 at checkout. Their way of saying thank you for trying them. How is Harry's able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures the blades. That's how. Go to harrys.com now and enter code 1128 at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave balm. That's harrys.com. Code 1128.
The Movie Man 6-second DVD review starts now.
Unless you're literally tripping balls, Alice Through the Looking Glass looks good, but is a completely jumbled mess. I'm out.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Hi, friends. This is Dr. Marty Becker, America's veterinarian. As you know, going to the vet can be a traumatic experience for your pet, but it doesn't have to be that way. In fact, vet visits can be something your pet looks forward to. Introducing Fear Free. When your veterinarian is Fear Free certified, you will be assured your pet's vet visit is more free of fear, anxiety, and stress than ever before. Fear Free takes the pet out of petrified, and it puts the treat into treatment. To find a certified Fear Free veterinarian near you, go to fearfreepets.com.
People say less is more. At Red Barn, we think less is better. It's what you won't find that sets our natural premium pet food apart. No byproducts, no corn or soy, no fillers. Just the natural ingredients your pets need to live the healthy life they deserve. Look at the label. We want you to. Red Barn Naturals Pet Food. Simply the best. Find it in your local pet specialty store. Red Barn canned food for cats and dogs is grain and gluten-free.